George Bush always had more luck with foreign policy than domestic affairs. As Ronald Reagan's vice president, he was a pivotal player in the end of the Cold War, and as president himself, he ordered the first US-led invasion of Iraq to liberate Kuwait in 1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has now entered a final phase. I have complete confidence in the ability of the coalition forces swiftly and decisively to accomplish their mission.
At home, he was less effective, and with the economy stumbling, the voters replaced him with Bill Clinton after just one term in the Oval Office. But he went on to see his own son, the second President Bush, enter the White House just 8 years later. Simon Marks, Radio New Zealand News, Washington. I'm Simon Marks in Washington for World Watch.